Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. We are conducting a joint public opinion survey, and I would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered with?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. So you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you're definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote.
By mail-in ballot, yes. I will. I haven't yet. I will.
Okay, and would you say that you will definitely or you're very likely to vote?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? You will vote at your polling place and election date, or you will vote by mail?
By mail, I've already received my ballot.
Understand. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
66.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Associate's degree in college.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Let's start with Katie Townsend. It is favorable or unfavorable?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What about Lita Bartz?
Favorable.
And would you say it's a very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat. I don't know that well.
Okay. The next one is Keith Pearson. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Richard Del Toro.
Unfavorable.
It will be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last one is Kim Mascara.
Very favorable. I know the man.
Understand. And what is the first that comes to your mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
What's the first what?
What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
It's fair. He's fair.
Is fair. Okay, thank you so much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
I'm sorry. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Right. Shady.
Shady, you say?
Uh-huh.
Understood. Thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, for whom would you vote? Erin Ann Laurie or Linda Bartz?
Linda Bartz.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Linda Bartz?
Probably.
Thank you. And if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, for who would you vote, Audra Macon or Katie Townsend?
I believe Katie Townsend.
Thank you. Would you say definitely or probably voting for her?
Probably. I still have to finish my research.
Understand. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, for who would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Keith Pearson, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
Pearson.
Thank you so much. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for him?
Definitely.
Understand. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as county sheriff?
I approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson in the past few weeks? You saw a television ad, received a something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
I've seen a text. I've gotten a text, and I've seen mailings.
Thank you so
much.
I've
spoken to somebody who knows him, but that's not on there, so...
Understand. And did you, I'm sorry, did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson?
More.
It would be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you so much. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro in the past few weeks? You saw a television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard?
Text and mail.
Thank you so much. And that makes you more or less likely to vote for him?
More or less likely.
Okay. It will be somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish your survey. Thank you so much for your time. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
I'm white.
Thank you so much. And with this conclude our survey, thank you very much for your time and kindness helping me with these questions. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care, ma'am.
Yeah, bye-bye.